Leviticus 13:17, he is clean. I want to talk to you about how it's Jesus' desire to make everybody clean and whole. In the book of Leviticus chapter 13, we see the law concerning leprosy and the law concerning leprous garments. Perhaps it's not the most exciting chapter found in the Bible, but I believe that there is some fruit we can glean from it. The phrase, "He is clean," is listed out a number of times for us. Let's look at verse 17 together. The Bible says, "And the priest shall examine him, and indeed, if the sore has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean who has the sore. He is clean." One quick side note, the English word leprosy here in the Hebrew does not necessarily mean that it is the leprosy that we often associate people to have. When we think of leprosy, we think of extreme deformities and body parts falling off. And yes, that is leprosy, but the Hebrew found here for leprosy is sara'at, and it simply means disfiguring skin diseases. This could include boils, leprosy, burns, and I believe what we would even call acne today. With that being said, it is Jesus' will to cleanse us today of all of our skin diseases and any other infirmity that we might have. Why do I say that? Because there's only one person that's recorded in the Bible that asked Jesus if it was his will to heal. This person was a leper. If you turn to the book of Luke chapter 5, we'll look at verses 12 through 14 together. The Bible says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing, as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded." The reason why I am bringing this up is because the Bible clearly says that it is the will of Jesus to cleanse us. Jesus' blood not only cleansed us and washed us clean of sin, but also of skin diseases and any other disease that we may have. I believe that too many people walk around with unnecessary illness because they do not know that it is the will of Jesus to heal them and cleanse them. Many people understand that Jesus came to wash our sins away. We have scriptures like Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." We understand that Jesus cleansed us from our sin. Now we need to understand that it's Jesus' will to fully cleanse us from all illness. In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, Isaiah writes, "By his stripes we are healed." You see, when Jesus was taking the whip on his back, and his skin was breaking, and the blood was pouring out of him, healing for you and I was being released. It's his desire to cleanse us both spiritually and physically. If you receive the full cleansing of Jesus Christ, then please repeat after me as we pray together in his name. Dear Lord, thank you for dying on the cross to cleanse me. I confess my sins to you now and ask you to totally cleanse me from all sin. I ask that you would also cleanse my body of all disease and infirmities that are not of the kingdom of God. Jesus, we honor you and recognize that it is by your stripes that we are healed. The pain you endured for me, we glorify you. Lord, according to Scripture, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And your reply, I am willing, be cleansed. I receive my cleansing now by your blood that was poured out for me. We hallow your name. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.